at RA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Arugutina, ah, ah, daugale. West Sumatra. Famous for its ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slab, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myths, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninja. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. Pedaling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous traditions. Bachujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art. Silek. Visiting the Pagariun Palace. Acknowledge the cultural history of Minangkabau. The enchanting plate dance will greet guests, exposing their striking physical and vulnerability. The various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious satay padang. Delight in the beauty of silver craft in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun-kit fabrics and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Service of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Here is quote of the day. Every member of society must participate in defending the independence of this nation. A quote by Ahmad Yani on his troops in various battles during the Indonesian National Revolution.
Terasa sungguh, semakin engkau jauh, Mystical Flores. Life in unison with enchanting nature. Sustaining heritage. Preserving the craft. A way of life. Hospitality is a fundamental custom. Tradition maintained through celebrations. Captivating ritual. Back in time to meet history of the nation's founding father. View the spectacular crater lakes of Kalimutu. A precious experience. Magnificent sight to behold. Encounter a new world. Lively. Amusing. Whimsical. Warm-hearted. An enchanting universe. Generously welcomes you to an experience of a lifetime. Gentle people of Flores. Wonderful Indonesia.
Jangan lagi kau sesali keputusanku. Ku tak ingin kau semakin kan terluka. Tak ingin ku paksakan cinta ini. Tiada sanggup untuk kau terima. Aku memang manusia yang berdosa. Ya nanti rasa demi keinginan semua. Jangan mencintai tepati hati yang tulus mencintaimu, tapi bukan. Mati untuk menyadarinya.
At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Omok village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangali, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Panortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangali died or was killed in the battle. And his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Cigale-Gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Cigale-Gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Cigale-Gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Cigale-Gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Cigale-Gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Cigale-Gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Cigale-Gale statue at the performance venue in Tobok, but because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made.
Sebenarnya kalau patung menara Cigale-Gale kita yang paling tua sebenarnya yang ada.
In fact, our oldest Cigale-Gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Cigale-Gale statues that we can see today at the Cigale-Gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manor Tour. What are their impressions of the scene Cigale-Gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Cigale-Gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat. Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor. After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Cigale-Gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulu Salam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Cigale-Gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Cigale-Gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Matt, especially regarding Sigale-gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Indonesia.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Call her, she's not going to believe it.
Hi, darling, it's the Celtic. But we're slumming it in a place called Blonde in King's Cross. You hooked up.
Is this all you've got?
Yes.
No lobster?
Nope.
No foie gras?
Where is it?
No coq au vin at Montparnasse.
Only at Christmas, lads.
That's very funny.
I'll give it 5 hamburgers with everything.
Except your normal dollop of germs and
estrogen. Very funny.
Garçon, 5 glasses for the pop.
Any requests?
For what the hell, sir?
You haven't got it?
Typical.
Let me do this.
Yeah.
Right. Slight turn up for the books.
My friends, for example, if I ask them where you guys want to having a holiday domestic, I think people still say Bali for now. Bali, Bandung, Jogja. And I think some of them also never knew that in other provinces in Indonesia, they have many beautiful places. I think maybe they don't recognize, or I think they don't know about the place before.
Mm-hmm.
I think because it needs more attention.
It's more spotlight.
More spotlight, yeah.
Listener, in this edition of Music Corner, here is a Kroncong song entitled Sumpah I Love You, or I Swear I Love You, by Restia Nade and accompanied by Mafia Kroncong. The song, created by an Indonesian noted musician Ahmad Dhani and was popularized by a girl group Mahadevi in 2008. The song tells about the sincerity of someone who expresses her love. The song also illustrates how strong the love and the longing is. Here is the Kroncong version of Sumpah I Love You by Restia Nade featuring Mafia Kroncong.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The national airline of Garuda Indonesia Group is optimizing its production capacity by operating 68 flights to welcome the momentum of the long holiday of Chinese New Year and Isra Mi'raj on January 24th to February 2nd, 2025. He said the additional flight frequency was carried out to anticipate the surge in the number of passengers that is projected to occur throughout the period, especially on various favorite routes of the people. Moving on to the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital, which is trying to measure digital skills through the Indonesian Digital Society Index 2025, which is used as a measuring tool to determine the level of digital skills of the community. According to Angga, the launch of the Indonesian Digital Society Index shows the government's efforts to encourage the acceleration of the digital economy in Indonesia. Therefore, the ministry always tries to involve all parties. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Broadcasting from the fourth floor of RRI Building in Jakarta, welcome to Indonesia Today, an English program from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. And as this is 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time, it means that our program is available not only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, but also on RRI Net.